it's part of the game. And but you know, we're not going to change who we are. We're going to continue to be generous.
I think you are extremely generous.
That's
right. I thank you.
I think something about this business that you don't expect is we are sometimes too generous, and we tend to stick our necks out for people, and sometimes it bites you in the butt. But it's part of the game. We're not going to change who we are. We're going to continue to be generous.
I think you are extremely generous.
I
thank you. I think the reason this team is successful, in my opinion, just as a human, is because you don't just look at it as a deal. You do your comps and you do figure out if you're going to make money. I mean, we're not a nonprofit organization.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. We have to all make money to live. You put another layer on it. I see it. Yeah. And I get so frustrated sometimes because I think you're still being so nice. You know?
We're being too nice.
Yeah, yes.
Your face is like, are you sure you should do that? Are you sure you
want to
do that?
I mean, I do. I'm like, no. I believe in grace.
Yeah. And you've shown us a lot because you've done a lot for us.
Well,
you know, yeah.
I want to say this and be totally transparent. I tell people all the time, you only get what you get with me. Uh-huh. But I feel like we try to treat everybody the same, but I have to be honest, Anthony, when you call, we make sure it's taken care of.
Yeah, I feel it.
Because you do the same for us.
Yep.
And I know that y'all work so close together, you have the same mentality. Mm-hmm. But you know what he did one day? He came in to help me because my foot was hurting. And I was talking to a client or an agent that was working on a deal of his, and she was being a little aggressive.
Nasty.
and she had been a little persnickety the entire time, but we got it to the closing table. It was a little tricky one.
Mm-hmm.
But I always say it didn't take someone overnight to mess up their title. So it's not that we can't fix it overnight.
Yeah.
It's like a Pac-Man mentality. One bite at a time, you know? But she was just a special nugget. Well, Anthony came in, and I took the call, and he heard her through the phone, her voice. And I was like, well, yes, it's taken care of. We haven't funded. We need to get the original papers back here, which we had already notified everybody. And he just came up and took the phone, and he told her, tell your buyer they're done. We're not selling it to them. And I'm like, were you there, Olivia? You were there, right? And I'm like, and I'm just sitting there and trying not to panic, right?
Said everything
we
wanted to say.
Yeah, and literally he's like, no, you don't talk to people like that. What's wrong with you? You know what? You're not happy with it? Tell your buddy he's done. And she goes, well, hold on, I didn't say that. And he goes, well, I said it right now. So we're going to end this call. And I'm like, what are we doing? What's going on here?
Man, because I heard how irate and the way she was talking, she was being so ugly. And I'm like, wow, that's a pretty rude customer. Yeah. And then I was like, wait a minute, is that my, is that us? And she's like, oh yeah, that's your deal. Oh, hell no. No, because my golden rule since I started coming here is I've always said the same thing. I said, if any customer, client, anybody is rude to you guys, you have my permission to immediately fire them. So when I heard that, I was like, that was about 10 times the tone that I would already fired at level one. They were at 10. So I got on the phone and I was like, hey, tell your buyer not to close. How about that? You know, like, we're done. I was like, you don't talk to people like that.
He did.
She's like, you're attacking me. And I'm like, you're attacking everybody in this office. Tell your buyer not to close. Well, I didn't say he wasn't going to close. And stop wasting these people's time. Like,
and obviously,
wow.
Thinking, okay. And then I get, and she goes, I made him call for you. I'm talking to Teresa. And I'm like, so he gave me the phone back and I said, okay. She goes, that was unacceptable. And I said, well, it is what it is. I mean,
hey, you can't say it, but I can.
No.
Like, we love our people. We treat everybody amazing. We overpay. We do everything that we can.
We
don't deserve to be treated like
honestly,
that.
Honestly, Dan, yeah. That's why when y'all call or when someone reaches out, I mean, we get back to everybody. Our joy in life is to try to answer as many calls as we can a day, but you know, there's only so many hours in our days. And we try to answer every email, or at least like, hey, we got your email. We're working on it.
Yeah.
So, but when we see Anthony or a member of his team, you know, we think Andrew's really nice too, you know, when he calls and stuff, we just answer real quick because they're normally like, hey, this is what we need. What do you got? And we're like, blah, 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 blah. Here it is. Boom. And we're done.
Yeah.
It's just that quick. But that's kind of one thing that it's good to tell the clients is the old thing that we were raised by, right? Treat people like you want to be treated.
That's it.
It's so simple.
There's already enough problems in business as a whole. We don't necessarily need to bring on more stress. That's unnecessary. I think every day we deal, like you deal with your own issues and we deal with our own issues on different sides.
Yes.
And as long as everybody's working on the same goal, we don't need to fight over it.
No, and just a lot of transparency. Olivia and I say that all the time. We go to solve a problem, and then we get it solved, and we hear, oh, by the way, that was not even that one. That one's our, this is what we really wanted to get to. And we're like, just be transparent.
Yep.
Tell us what's going on. I mean, we have privacy rules. Anything that goes on with any deals of yours or Anthony's, I can only talk to you and Anthony. And Anthony's had me call him and say, hey, this guy's calling me, and they say he works for you. I've never talked to him. And Anthony goes through all the credentials, makes sure, he goes, you're clear. And then I'll call the person back. So privacy is a big issue with us.
Yep.
So if they just tell us the truth, we'll help them figure it out or tell them the best way to get it figured out. But, I mean, I'm glad y'all are here. This will be great for my Tuesday title talk. Because my Tuesday title talk, we talk about something that's happened on one of our files and how it got solved. And I started doing this, and I know Anthony knows this, I don't know if you know. I started doing this because I got a little upset with all the gurus that were all over Facebook.
Yeah.
Telling everybody stuff, but
no offense, Daniel.
No, not you. I actually listened to you. If it was something you said, I would have private messaged you. Hey, call me.
You know, we got some edits to your script.
I won't say something live, but you've been really good. I literally wake up like at 2 and 3 in the morning, Olivia, and I'll go and I see if I see one of y'all are on your podcast or something. I'll stop and put my AirPod in so I don't wake up my husband, and I'll listen to it. Because that's how we learn.
Absolutely.
Everybody learns feet to the fire. But if you got a minute for my Tuesday title talk, I'd like to talk one that you and I solved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To show you that it takes a while sometimes to get a deal to the table, but just keep in mind, nobody gets paid.
No one gets paid until the deal's done.
And Anthony and his team brought us someone in. It was land. Land. And mobile homes, I think. But the mobile homes weren't being transferred. We were just going to do the land. Oh my gosh!
It was a pretty messy property, figuratively and every which way.
It's been a year, right?
Just over a year, because it was supposed to close last Christmas.
Like, and she had a lease on the property for a.
Hay, I believe.
Was it something? Was it a mobile phone?
Oh, there was a
cell phone tower.
Cell tower, yes.
Cell tower. Yeah.
And so then the cell tower people paid her off, or bought it, or something, or she paid her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was promising us that she was going to take that money and pay off some of these lens that were on the property.
Yeah.
And at first she did not, but then these guys just had a, heart to heart about how life works. And they got paid off.
Yeah.
And then we update our commitment, which again, can't happen overnight. But we got it updated. And then the mother left somewhere and there were kids. It was just, there were so many people on that property. We're not sure who was living where or what little hut they were in or what
it was
going
a circus
on.
It's probably it's still half a circus
between all of us sitting here and all the people behind my doors that do all the work. I just get to see in front of a camera, and they got it done and we're cleared. The lens have been all cleared.
Yep.
She's now back in town because she's a little traveler, and so we're gonna reach out to her today again and see if we can sync up and get this deal closed. I think
yep. That's something that you guys bring to the table, I think, is that diligence and not giving up on files. Like, even when I'm ready to give up on something, right? I think I've only worked one other deal that went over a year. So for you guys to stick with it, I feel bad. I'm like, I want y'all to make the money after all that effort, but
well,
it's something.
You always offer to pay us, but we are promulgated by the state of Texas. but you do make us feel good knowing our value.
Yeah.
Just like everybody that works here, including me, when they tell me something like, oh, Teresa, it's good that you did that, or I say, oh, Olivia, I appreciate you being here. Valuing people.
Absolutely.
And I think I know myself and all of us here. Again, I'm going to say this, but no one start emailing me ugly things. We don't roll our eyes when we know you're on the phone. Or we, if I get emails from you, we answer them. But I think that's one thing we want to get across. It was a tough deal to do, but with the help of the team, ours and we'll just call you Holy Land, and high-minded people, we got it, and we're going to get it closed. Probably not this week because we have to get with her schedule. But although I would say this, if she calls me back and tells me she can close tomorrow, I'm going to wear a different hat, and we're going to be closing. Again, Texas is a great place to live. We love it.
Yep.
We love our people, and we love our town. We are locally owned by me. And small title company with a big heart. And I will tell you this, we will continue to work as hard for both of y'all and your whole team and anyone else that walks through this door. hit us up. Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. Hit them up. You won't be sorry. Thanks for listening to us. Shoot the breeze.
Hey, if you have any deals you'd like to submit to the Hivemind and our team, go to hivebc.io. It's actually the Hive Buyers Club. Submit your deals and we can hopefully dispose your deal for you. Have a great day.